Hi, I'm Bonnie Gortler of BonnieGortler.com. Profit potential. The stock market is gaining steam. A new quarter, tax selling season is over, and the start of earnings season has begun. What remains in investors' minds is whether the market will move higher. Supporting the market is that historically April is a profitable month. Investors are rotating in and out of different sectors as the major averages have been consolidating near potential resistance areas the past few weeks. Out of favor sectors such as materials, XLB, gold, GLD, silver, SLV, emerging markets, EEM, and oil, USO, have been attracting money. These sectors all have more room to the upside. If the breakout materializes, as I suspect, money will move out of the defensive sectors such as utilities, XLU, and the consumer staples, XLP, next. During the advance from the February low, down days have been contained. The major averages, such as the Dow, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, have worked off their overbought condition. Favorable tape action, low volatility, and strong market breadth all are very encouraging signs that the major market averages will move higher and resistance will be broken to the upside. The bulls remain in control, climbing the wall of worry. The key points. The stock market appears to be settling itself up to break out higher. Confirmation of bullish prospects would be if bellwether sectors such as financials, midcaps, transports, and QQQ make new highs and outperform the S&P 500. The tape action clues to monitor for further gains ahead. The financial sector continues rising. Watch for additional strength in KRE and XLF. The ultimate would be if financials would be stronger than the S&P 500, that's the SPY in the ETF. The XLF previously paused at resistance at 2260, and that is referring to an article in the March 3rd, 16th newsletter of Systems and Forecasts. As of 4/13/16, the XLF is 2293, looking like it's ready to bust through resistance and test its next objective at 2450. The NASDAQ 100 is close to resistance at 111. Further gains lie ahead if penetrated. A good sign will be if the QQQ will lead the advance higher and be stronger than the S&P 500. Watch the QQQ-SPY ratio. Crude oil and the energy sector stocks are stable. Watch the United States Oil Fund, USO, and the energy sector, XLE. The XLE is showing strength lately after recently breaking the weekly downtrend from September 2014. USO closed on 4/13/16 at 10.53, support is at $9, and resistance is at 10.80, followed by 11.42. The transportation average takes out 145.85. It's March 2, 2016 peak, which would confirm the Dow Industrial's high on 4/13/16. Continued strength in mid-caps. The short-term support is 259. Resistance is at 269. If the MDY breaks through resistance, upside projections to 280 could be a reality. The MDY divided by SPY weekly ratio broke the downtrend, confirming an increase in upside momentum. See my article in the April 1st Systems and Forecast newsletter. New 52-week lows on the New York Stock Exchange Index remain low, presently at 2. Risk is minimal as long as the new 52-week low stay above 25. Overseas markets rise further, supporting the U.S. Keep an eye on emerging markets, EEM, China, FXI, and Europe, IEV, as benchmarks. All three ETFs made higher highs on 4/13/16 than the previous high on March 30th. 2016. Volume has been unconvincing, remaining light. An increase in trading volume on the New York Stock Exchange would fuel gains. High yield bonds, they keep rising. Use ETFs HYG or JNK as a benchmark. The Value Line Geometric Composite, an unweighted average of roughly 1,700 U.S. stocks, closed higher than March 31st, 2016. More stocks are participating in the advance as the rally is gaining steam. Small caps are generating attention, showing signs of leadership compared to the S&P 500. This is bullish. Keep an eye out for more strength in the small caps, IWM. Watch the last hour of trading. If the major market averages close near the highs of their daily range consistently, this would be bullish. What are the charts saying? The SPDR, Spider, S&PY weekly, with a channel top and 1226-week rate of MACD at the bottom of the chart in BonnieGaultler.com. The top chart is the weekly S&P 500, and it is comprised of 500 stocks of the largest stocks, the companies in the U.S. As of 4/12/16, its top holdings in the S&P 500 were Apple, which had 3.41%, Microsoft, which had 2.40%, ExxonMobil, 1.95%, and Johnson & Johnson, 1.68%. In the March 17th issue, I raised the question of whether a breakout or top was forming. The S&P moved in a tight range the past month, working off its overbought condition, staying within the trading range. The S&P broke above 204, which is a shorter-term resistance area that getting the bulls interested again. The S&P appears ready to break the downtrend from July 2015 and challenge resistance at 212 and 214 now. If resistance is penetrated, 228 is an upside projected. The bottom half of the chart shows MACD, which is a measure of momentum. It's on a buy. Good news, the downtrend from May 2015, that has been broken. A bullish sign, suggesting the S&P will get through overhead resistance sooner rather than later. Summing up, sideways action appears to have ended. The stock market is gaining steam. A potential breakout to the upside is developing. Investors were excited when the S&P 500 rose above 204. Our trading models remain in the most favorable market condition. Watch for further clues by the market tape to give further confirmation that the S&P 500 breaks out. A move above 208, followed by 212 and 214, will give an upside objective of 228. In case something unforeseen happens, a break below 200 on the S&P 500 would surprise me and change my optimistic, bullish outlook for higher prices ahead. I welcome you to call me with any comments, feedback, or questions at 516-829-6444 or email bgaultler@signalert.com. That's B-G-O-R-T-L-E-R at signalert.com. SIGNALERT.com. This article was in Systems and Forecasts, April 14th, 2016. If you'd like to read my book, Discover How to Avoid Large Losses and Grow Your Wealth, download a free chapter of my book, Journey to Wealth, at bgjourneytowealth.com. Have a great day.